better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to On Point Talk. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this momentous Monday, November 19th, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this momentous Monday, we welcome you to the OPT Network. I am sipping on my green tea on this cool, crisp, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Let me just give you the information as to where you can connect with the OPT Network. Our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria. And you can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. I tell you what, when we walked into the studio this morning, DC and I both said, it feels good. Let me tell you about some things that are going on. First of all, you know, we try to remind you every single morning about school kids and school zones. Well, school kids are on holiday. I think it's official. I think all kids are on holiday this week. And so what we noticed last week is that some of the kids' last day was Thursday and some kids' was Friday. And so as we were going about our day, we saw a lot of parents having lunch with kids out and about. And so this morning, we want to remind you that kids are on holiday. And so now we need you to be even more engaged, because what we're seeing is kids are darting out on bicycles. You know, we say that kids don't play anymore. Well, some of them do. A lot of them are riding bicycles, and a lot of them are definitely, definitely not paying attention. They are so excited about the holiday vacation and that they have this time to do pretty much whatever they want. And unfortunately, because many of those kids are unsupervised, it creates a bit of a problem. So this morning and throughout your day, we ask that you stay engaged and make sure that you're watching out for kids that are playing, that are enjoying their holiday, and make sure that you steer clear of their rear. And so it's our responsibility as drivers to do that. So that's just a reminder. If you didn't know, and parents know, kids are out of school, and they're using this time to really, really just have a good time. They want to let their hair down, and they want to relax. So please be mindful as you're going about your day and about your week. And so what we'll do is we'll remind you every single day that kids are out of school. And I know many, many don't need reminding, but some do. So just FYI. Switching gears just a little bit. It was an incredibly beautiful, I mean, absolutely, the weather was pristine this weekend. It couldn't have gotten any more beautiful. I mean, you just couldn't have asked for better weather. We had just the most relaxing weekend. DC and I and David Christmas II were out in nature the entire weekend. And you know, DC said on yesterday when we got back home, he said, you know, it felt like a vacation. Sometimes there are just little things that you can do to really, really enjoy your family and nature without spending a whole lot of money. And let me tell you, we fished and we enjoyed nature the entire weekend, and it was absolutely wonderful. And so we hope that you guys had a wonderful weekend as well. We certainly did. And I'm going to tell you, on Saturday morning, the fishing was just a little bit tough. It was a little bit windy, a little bit cold. But as the day wore on, it became more and more beautiful. And yesterday was simply as beautiful. And you know, as I was talking about our kids being out of school for holiday, I was thinking probably,
maybe like most parents are thinking, what can we do to keep our kids engaged during holiday seasons? And so there are many things that we can do. We can interact with them. And when you take your kids away from video games, away from television, away from all of the electronics, you will be surprised at how much they communicate and how open they really are. And so this holiday season, I know that many parents are not off, as we're not either, and we're all working, but that you will purpose in your heart to at least take your children to lunch one of those days or do something special just to talk to them about how the school year is going, what they're doing, reset some goals, look at expectations. And that's just a time away from everything, to put the cell phone down. And what I love about fishing and camping, no electronics even work in the woods. And so this is something that we can all, and I know everybody didn't want to go in the woods. A lot of duck hunters, a lot of fishermen, a lot of people out and about. But find something that you can do to engage your kids during this holiday season, even if it's just one day, and figure out what's going on with them. And another thing that we wanted to remind people about is that this is a great time for volunteerism. You know, this morning in my quiet time, as I was thinking about volunteerism, as kids, we used to volunteer and we didn't know it was volunteering. It was helping old people. And it was something that your mom and your grandmother made you do. And so if we help our kids to look at volunteerism, it will help hopefully to give them a greater appreciation for what they do have. And so the Red Cross is always looking for volunteers. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is always looking for volunteers. The Manna House. And that's something that you can take your kids to do for a couple of hours out of the day. And I guarantee you, when you volunteer, it makes you feel better than the people that you're helping. And so we just want to encourage everyone that if your weekend didn't seem like it was long enough, guess what? We're blessed with another beautiful day. And so this morning, we want to encourage you to get up, let the fresh air hit your face, and expect that this will be a great week. And when you put your expector on and you begin to confess that it will be a great week, I guarantee you that it absolutely will. And so, DC, you stepped out of the room when I was talking about fishing, but it was what kind of fishing weekend was it for you?
It was an excellent weekend. It was excellent.
It was excellent.
Yeah, it was.
You know, we were saying that it is just another way to communicate with God and the universe at its finest.
Absolutely. The weather was just was optimal this weekend. It was just absolutely beautiful weather, you know, and, you know, we just had a really, really lovely time on the lake this weekend.
Absolutely. And, you know, I said to DC that this weekend, sometimes people will hear me talk about seasons all the time, but I have never been more engaged and more aware of the seasons, more in tuned of the seasons than I have since we've become outdoors people. And I said to DC, out of all these years in my life, as I looked at the trees, and I've said this before, and I looked at nature, and I looked at the leaves just periodically falling, changing. It really, really makes you understand the importance of seasons. And for me, this weekend, it was a weekend of thinking that I have lived my whole life running to the next thing, from one thing to the next thing, just running, 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 trying to to make whatever happen, or whatever I expected or wanted or was striving for to happen. And it's not until I get into the middle part of my life that we together as a couple have slowed down to really take a look at life and the seasons and really, really take it all in and really appreciate the goodness and the greatness of God and the universe. And, you know, when you think about it, you're like, you're so busy during the course of a day, a week, a month, that you never stop and partake of the beauty of what God has created. And I'm going to tell you, I hope that you guys had a great weekend. And if you are like me, and I'm going to tell you the goose story, people are still, we're going to try to put that on our website because so many people are talking about the geese and the V formation. And this weekend, I took another look at it. And it's just God. It's God at its best. And it just really makes you know that there is perfection in everything that God has created. And so this morning, as you're driving in, and you shouldn't be as busy because you didn't have kids to get ready. I know for me, it was a relief. No uniforms, no paper signed, no hurry up, no do you have your lunch, none of that. Oh man, it was just an incredibly relaxing morning. And so if you're driving in this morning, stop and take a look around and just look at the goodness of all of the things that God has created. And as we are ushering ourselves into Thanksgiving, that's something to be thankful about. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
What? State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For more information, now is the time to phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Now, if you're just getting your momentous Monday started, it's 7:52 a.m. Today is November the 19th, and we hope that your workday is off to a refreshing great start. You know, DC, we were talking about during the break and have been talking about the AP poll and the new rankings for the AP poll. Notre Dame has taken over the number one spot in the BCS, and Alabama dropped to number two, and LSU has dropped all the way down to number eight.
Well, now Alabama came up to number two.
Came up to number two, excuse me.
Right.
And LSU dropped down to number eight. And so what are you thinking? You thinking Alabama's going to take it all again?
Yes.
That was a decisive yes.
Well, because those teams up in the north, Notre Dame, Kansas, anytime they run up against the SEC teams, they just lose. I mean, it's hard for those programs to beat these SEC programs. A lot of the SEC teams that are in third and fourth place can beat those teams, I think.
You think?
That's just my opinion.
Well, this is what the AP poll says. They say for the first time in 19 years, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the number one team in the country. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, back in the 80s and early 90s, they used to be a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to, when they had Tim Brown and Rocket Ishmael,
mm-hmm.
you know, they got, you know, two Heisman Trophy winners. They used to be the teams to beat.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, once, you know, these Florida teams came around in the 90s and, you know, USC started dominating at one point, there was just a lot of teams, and they just got kind of, when Lou Holtz left, they sort of got lost in the shuffle, and their program kind of lost its luster for a little bit. But they've kind of come back here a little bit, but I still think it's going to be short-lived.
You think it's going to be short-lived?
Yeah.
I think the experts are really saying the same thing. I think they're in agreeance with you. But for Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish, I mean, you just love the moment, huh?
Well, yeah, they're you know, and it has to do with the people that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they were playing teams that are in the SEC, they would already – they would probably, if they were in the SEC, they would probably be a two or three lost team.
And so what do you think about LSU? I mean, are they just
what?
Are they just wrapped? I mean, you know.
No, they're not wrapped. I mean, they're a two-loss team. It's going to be hard for them to win at all with two losses. But they're going to probably be up in the BCS game if, you know, teams. Because, you know, I'm not all that for certain that Notre Dame still won't lose. You know, they've got to go up against USC. USC got beat, I think, this weekend by UCLA. They're hurting. They need to beat somebody and knock somebody down. You know, their coach Lane Kiffin is a real warrior coach. So, you know, they've got a lot to contend with. I mean, it's not over. The fat lady is not warming up or anything like that.
You don't think she's warming up?
No. And then even if they're in the BCS, they'll have to go against either Florida or Georgia or Alabama, which are two powerhouses in the SEC right now. It's just going to be hard for them to run the table and then come back and beat one of these teams.
And so what do you think about LSU's win this weekend over Ole Miss? Kind of underwhelming, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they played Ole Miss not ranked, and you know, they barely won. I mean.
And so why do you think the coach was so, you know, I mean, he was really like over the top about this victory over Ole Miss.
Well, because victories in the SEC are so hard. I mean, it's hard to win. So any victory that you get, you're happy about it because you can lose any given week.
I guess
that's
so.
Just how good the SEC is. Anybody can beat you.
On any
given Saturday, any team will beat you. You know, and that's how Texas A&M went over and beat Alabama. LSU should have beat them the week before, I thought. You know, they just needed one defensive stand, and they're better on defense. They've got a real good defense. I think right now they –
Well, their defense is really young, though, over at LSU.
Yeah, but they're tough. They always have good defenses. All of their defensive backs go to the league. And, of course, right now, you know, their quarterback, this is his first year starting. The guy seems like he's got a rocket launcher arm. He just can't seem to really pull it together when they really need it. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, he's been coming around pretty good. So I didn't see the Ole Miss game. You know, I was out.
Yeah, we didn't see the Ole Miss game, but we read what Les Miles had to say about it. And so he was really over the top about, you know, the victory. And as you said, anytime you can get a victory in the SEC, I guess that's something to be over the top about. But, you know, we are following the BCS as well as the SEC. And it'll be interesting to see what will happen. I think a lot of people still do favor Bama and think that they're going to, you know, go on to win it all again. But, you know, time will tell. And so this is just a great time of the year, great football weather, great energy. And if you're a football fan, it's just something that you really, really, you really like to follow. So just fruit for thought, all those LSU fans, a lot of Alabama fans too. But switching gears, we want to remind you, of course, and people don't need any reminder that Thanksgiving is on the corner. It is approaching, and we are still getting ready for the Super Mega Raffle. It is going to be a Super Mega Party in the studio on Fridays. So if you have not gotten your Super Mega Raffle tickets, what in the world are you waiting for? It's going to be a throwdown party. We have added a couple more things to the Super Mega Raffle that we'll tell you about a little bit later in the show. And what I love, DC, about the Super Mega Raffle is that people are sitting at home, driving in their cars, sitting at work, listening to the OPT network and trying to figure out what can I add to the Super Mega Raffle. And so we love that. We love that people are trying to figure out what they can add to the raffle. And so people are actually figuring it out. And we really, really appreciate that. Also, we're going to give you some great holiday tips about Thanksgiving and about some safety things that you can do in the kitchen. And y'all, I'm just so excited about the Super Mega Raffle. I mean, every day it seems that it changes just a little bit. It hasn't been changing a lot, but every single day it changes just a little bit, DC. And the closer we get to Thanksgiving, the closer we get to the Super Mega Raffle. And if you missed our Super Mega Raffle right. party last year, oh, my goodness. It was a party, huh?
Oh, yes, it was. And let me just say, Carlette, that was Kendrick just called. Kendrick Williams, my boy, Big Mo. Kendrick just called and said, man, he don't think Notre Dame has a chance. I think a lot of people that's been around sports a long time see it the same way.
Uh-huh.
They just really hadn't come across a team yet that's like these teams in the SEC, and it's just going to be hard.
I mean, and people are very, just like you said, Kendrick, people are very, very, and skeptical is a nice word about the BCS and about Notre Dame. But, I mean, you got to give them their kudos, DC. The first time they've been ranked number one in 19 years, I mean.
Yeah, that's great.
You know.
You know, that's not going to beat one of these teams.
Well, you know, but you know what? There are so many surprises that you never know what's going to happen. And that's the great thing about football, because you never know who's going to show up.
You really don't know who's going to show up, but it's just like those polls. You know, a lot of times people can kind of gather. You know, people have been watching this stuff for so long, and they are just experts at looking at the totality of the situation, and mm-hmm. they can tell, you know, this team just doesn't have the depth mm-hmm. or the manpower or the quarterback or the defensive backs or the defense or the offense mm-hmm. to actually finish the court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be popping on all cylinders. And once you march down here to these SEC teams, the Southeastern Conference, you need to come with
you everything. Need to bring it.
Yeah, you need to bring it because they will eat your lunch.
Hey, what did we say last week? You need to get big.
Yeah, you need to get big. You need to get bigger.
Hey, Kendrick, good morning, and thank you for listening to the OPT Network this morning. Where is he calling us from?
Big Mo Hedge.
Is he on the road or is
yeah,
he?
I'm thinking he's on the move.
He's on the move.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of sports fans out there, and there is, you know, I love the NFL, but I love College Day Saturday. I love it from start to finish, and I mean we watch it and we follow it, and we follow the NFL as well, and it's just exciting to see what's going to happen. And you just hate that LSU fell as they did. And you hate that, you know, and what kind of game changer would it have been, DC, if LSU would have beaten Alabama?
Absolutely. It would have been a game changer because mm-hmm. LSU would be ranked up there, mm-hmm. probably above Alabama right now.
Right.
You know, and then they would be waiting for Notre Dame to lose, and they would be the two.
They would be waiting for Notre Dame.
Two SEC teams in the BCS championship game again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the pundits really want to see somebody else other than a SEC team.
They do.
You know, mm-hmm. in the nature of camaraderie, and, you know, you just don't want to see the same people win all the time and think that they're just these super powerhouse conference.
But they really
always,
are.
They've won the last six national championships.
Mm-hmm.
The last six.
Yeah.
You would think somebody else in some other part of the country would be able to win the national championship game. But since USC sort of fell from grace after the Reggie Bush era mm-hmm. and Matt Leinart, you know, they just hadn't been able to get back to prominence.
And then, you know, I just wonder, getting back to LSU, you know, LSU, they like to win. Of course, they're 9-2. But I wonder how that will bode for Les Miles. You know, a lot of people are questioning his decision making.
Yeah, but he's got a little equity there for at least another couple.
You know, they don't play down there.
The combination of how much money they would owe him to get rid of him, plus the fact that he may actually win
uh-huh.
again, sort of gives him, he's probably got a couple. But, you know, you can't just lose. And you can't just be in bowl games there. You know, you have to be
exactly.
in the national talk for national standings. You know, you can't, you know, you got to be able to compete. And that's why he was so happy to beat Ole Miss, because had he lost that game,
mm-hmm.
he probably would have been ranked down in the teens.
Maybe that's why he was
Absolutely.
Really over the top.
Absolutely, because that win keeps them in a bid for a BCS game, which is equals up to a lot of dollars.
Right.
A lot of dollars mm-hmm. for the university.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just want to make sure that you are in a game that's going to be a game that people want to watch.
And I'm going to tell you what, if you have never experienced an LSU football game in Tiger Stadium, my goodness.
It's awesome.
There is nothing like it. Just the energy, the electricity, it is incredible. And we hope to take David Christmas II down to one of those games, because every kid, especially if they like football, you want to be in that stadium. I mean, it is... It is unbelievable. It is unbelievably loud. You can't even, it's worse than being, you know, back in the club days where you couldn't hear yourself. I mean, it's, Death Valley is.
Oh, it's a serious experience.
I mean, it is amazing. But we wish all of the teams well, and it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to see how Kendrick thought about that same thing, too, because, you know, Kendrick is a professional.
He's a professional.
You know, he's been around athletics all of his life, just like I have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting to see that we were actually seeing it the
right
exact
on point.
Same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the exact same way.
Yeah.
You know, basically it seems like Notre Dame is – because I said it about Oregon and Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any one of those teams would lose to probably the fifth or sixth place team in the SEC.
Right.
You know, and until they come up with some type of playoff situation, you're really not going to see who really is the best teams until you take those top five or six teams and put them in a little playoff situation, and that's how you're going to know who's who.
And so you think Notre Dame is undefeated because really they haven't?
Well, because of the people who they play, and they've not been playing these teams down in the deep, deep South.
Uh-huh. And Alabama's impressive, 10-1.
Alabama's impressive, but they just got much, much depth. You know, their coach,
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is a recruiting genius.
Oh, he's a guru.
Right.
He's a guru.
You know, actually, the team, the Les Miles National Championship, one of the first ones he won was with Nick Saban's players that he recruited. So, you know, he's an expert recruiter.
And you gotta love Nick Saban's that winning spirit that he's got. He is a winner, and he is a statistician. I mean, he is. You know, when you just watch him on the sidelines, you just know that he's a thinker. He understands the game like no other, and he wants to win. And, of course, they all want to win, but, you know, some more than others. And I think that the most committed is really who always wins. The people who are the most committed win. But it's going to be a great rest of the season.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it. Y'all, it's Thanksgiving holiday week for our kids. And maybe that takes a little pressure off of parents. Y'all, it's momentous Monday. We feel so good. It feels like Friday already. Stay on point. And when we come back, DC, we're going to give some good Thanksgiving holiday tips that all of the folks in the kitchen need to hear about, probably didn't know. And then we're going to talk about the Super Mega Raffle. We're back after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops
And then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, if you're getting geared up for Black Friday, we want to encourage all to shop locally, and you can start at Terra Home, located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life. Plus so much more. It is so important that you have all the right channels, that you have the right setup, but most importantly, that you have the best savings. Jeremy Clary, for more information, 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the city of Alexandria's diversity in action. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. It's always important to understand what you have and what you might need by way of insurance. And you can do that by phoning Kyle Wolf, State Farm insurance agent, at 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? Now, DC, before we skip over to Thanksgiving, I know you were a little preoccupied when we were talking about fishing this weekend and all of the fish that are migrating from the lake into other parts of the lake, and the fishing for those people that are going to be fishing this fall, because as it gets cold, from the way that I understand it, lots of fishermen are going to be moving with the fish. I didn't hear about your haul this weekend, or they didn't hear, our listeners didn't hear about your haul this
weekend.
It was
a cool haul, but the fish do migrate. It's amazing. With the lake that I fish, which is Saline, the fish, actually, when it's hot and when it's just starting to cool down, you can catch them out in the lake part of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is the water is so big,
mm-hmm,
that the fish start to migrate out of the lake part into the sort of bayou looking parts of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the lake. It's just a different part of the lake, and mm-hmm, they're getting ready to get ready for in the next few months to do the spawn and all that stuff. So it's funny.
But don't you think it was kind of, Saturday was tough?
Yeah, Saturday was tough. You know, the weekend it was tough, but you kind of just had to wait for them to turn on.
But some of the pros were out there on Saturday.
Right, well, Uncle Ron was out there.
Like Ron Gallerson.
Oh, yeah, he was out there, and he caught a haul.
Isn't it something that, no matter what the fish are doing, the pros always seem to come away. The anglers,
yeah,
they always seem to come away with the haul.
Absolutely. They know how to catch them.
And they'll tell you, it's slow, though.
Yeah, they'll be telling you it's slow, and they're steadily putting one in. Every time you see them, they're putting one in. It's never fast enough for them.
Their live well ends up being full by the end of the day, but But they always talk about how slow it is. I'm going to tell you, it's beautiful weather. And I was saying earlier, DC, about those teachable moments. And we saw a lot of families out there, a lot of kids. And as I was thinking about being in God's country and what he's created and seeing the seasons and how they change, I was thinking about what a great opportunity it is to teach your kids boating safety. And you just look for lessons in everything, just the whole idea from start to finish, teaching your kids how to be responsible and teaching them how to handle the boat. And that's something that especially young boys, and we even saw girls out there. In fact, we saw a lot of couples fishing. And it has made me say, maybe I'll put down my book for a minute, and maybe I will become or begin to get, you know, fishing lessons myself. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you have ever seen ladies, and I know, I don't know how many ladies fish, but if you've ever seen how they fish for white perch, like with 100 poles, it's enough to really just kind of turn you off.
Well, yeah, everybody don't fish like that.
Well, mostly everybody out there had now, multiple.
Amos is a one-pole fisherman.
He's a one-pole fisherman?
Amos Bradley, yeah, he knows how to, you know, he tracks them down. He don't just wait for them to be hungry. He can go to their territory and find them and make them hit it. You know, he's a different type of angler.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. It just doesn't seem to make sense to have multiple poles in the water. I mean, it's confusing. It's crazy.
And a catfish can come tangle you up bad, something off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, just a little sidebar that, you know, to hope that families will come together and do something, just at least one of those days or a couple of days during the holiday season with your kids to make them feel important and to take time out of our busy schedules to put our kids first and to, you know, so many things go on with our kids during the course of school days and weeks that we have really no idea about. And for some reason, it seems like when Deuce Christmas gets in the boat, he's just more conversive. He's more alive. And it's just simply getting away, DC, from all of the electronics. And I think that's critical for every family. And I know that every family doesn't want to go out fishing, and a lot of people don't like that. But whatever it is that you like, it's important that we engage our kids, especially in these tweens and teens part of their lives where they are changing. And so as they're changing, we have to change too, and we have to find creative ways to get them to open up and to make sure that we are monitoring not only their grades, their aspirations, and what they're hoping for. And I don't think, DC, that it's ever too soon to start talking to your kids about their hopes and their dreams. And that's something that we try to talk about a lot at home. We try to instill that, and so that our kid will begin to dream, even though he may not understand it now, but he will have a sense that his folks tried to instill those things in him to be a dreamer and to shoot for the stars. And so that's just something that we wanted to share, as we know that a lot of people are listening this morning as they're traveling in and as kids are at home. And speaking of travel, DC, for this holiday season, this Thanksgiving holiday season, to be precise, AAA predicts that 43.6 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home during the holiday weekend. And this, they say, is up almost 1% over the 43.3 million who traveled last year. And so it's very, very hopeful for the economy. And they point to lower gas prices and an economy that is starting to rebound. So it's good to know that people will be traveling. And we will also tell you as the days and weeks, or as the days get closer, we're only just 4 days from Thanksgiving, but that, you know, people are going to be in our city, and people are going to be in cities throughout. Many people very familiar, but as cities have grown they have changed. You hear people all the time say, I remember when Alexandria used to look like this, and I can't hardly find my way anymore. Although the city is not that greatly built, big, it has changed. And as it has changed, we have gotten more traffic into the city. So we want to encourage people to really, really make sure that you have, and here's the word, humility for this holiday season and for all of the visitors that are in our great city. The Twin Cities, Alexandria, Pineville. It's Momentous Monday. It's 8:25. And you're on point.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Tessa Matthews, and I'm the Program Coordinator for Volunteers of America. And I would like to thank Paulette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us promote our teen outreach program. Thank you, Team OPT, for your positive support.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to this segment of the OPT Network. Well, it's sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. DC, they still have just a few of those super mega raffle tickets.
Yes, they do. You need to go get them.
You need to get them. It's winding down. The days are short. Guess what? They're not going to be there on Thursday.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to have to collect everything probably by Wednesday so that everybody's stubs will be in and they'll have the opportunity to win the prizes.
Absolutely.
So hey, if you're listening, we're going to need to tally up Wednesday.
Wednesday. Hump Day Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Here's where you can go to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union in the Twin Cities. You can go to Edgewood in Pineville. You can go to Commerce right here in Alexandria or Coliseum Boulevard. The Credit Union with a Heart is the Heart of Louisiana. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And also Davis One Stop. If you are traveling on this holiday weekend and you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the place where you want to stop for great gifts, great food, and great grocery. Also, DC, I just want to remind people about a couple of things that are coming up or that are ongoing. One of the things that's coming up is the Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, located at 1511, that's 1511 Bringhurst Street, right here in Alexandria. The pastor is Reverend Chadwick D. Godfrey, Sr. They are presenting, D.C., this year, their second annual Let Us Break Bread Together 2012. Everyone is welcome. And many of you know we don't take off because we just absolutely don't feel like what we do is work. And we want to fellowship with all of those people that are fellowshipping during Thanksgiving. And so we will be here visiting with Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, talking about their second annual Let Us Break Bread Together 2012. And what they're doing is they're reaching out and they're feeding the community on Thanksgiving Day. And so that is going to be November 22nd, starting at 10 a.m., and it will go until 2 p.m. And then they're going to have a service at 10, and then lunch will be served at 11. And that's just an incredibly wonderful program, and we give kudos to all of those people that are helping to be the change that they want to see in their communities. And so for you, Greater Magnolia Baptist Church, thank you for being the change. Also, we want to remind you that the Food Bank of Central Louisiana has partnered with Suddenlink. This is the sixth straight year that they have partnered with Suddenlink, connecting to the needs of all for the fall food drive. And what they're doing is their goal is to collect 80,000 pounds of food by November the 26th. So we want to make sure that you connect with that as well. It's another way to give back. And one of the things that we do on a monthly basis is we volunteer at the Food Bank of Central Louisiana to deliver those food boxes to seniors all throughout not only Rapides, but Avoyelles Parish. And you can be a part of that by simply dropping off canned goods at various different locations. The locations are going to be Ball Foods, Max Fresh Markets, both of them, Super One, both of their location, and Ford's Grocery in Colfax. So all you've got to do is drop off, and you will be able to enter your name if you drop off five cans of just any canned goods, and they are giving away a plasma TV, surround sound, and an Xbox 360. So those are just a few of the things that are happening during this holiday Thanksgiving season. Now, we know, DC, that everybody is getting their turkey ready. We call it the yard bird, getting that yard bird ready. And so as we were looking for information about people that are getting ready, we came across this article that was really, really interesting, and we want to share it with you guys. They are saying step away from the sink and no one will get hurt. I know this is a startling revelation, and many people will not believe this, but it's very, very true. A new study, DC, is showing that you do not need to wash your turkey. I know people are cringing right now. You don't need to wash your turkey before you roast it or bake it. And they're saying that if you do, it can be dangerous. And I know my mother is one of those people, and all those old school people that believe in cleaning that turkey from butt to front. They're saying, oh, heavens no. But a British study found that washing poultry in the sink can spray bacteria up to 3 feet away. And with 1 in 50 turkeys estimated to be contaminated with salmonella, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food safety inspectors, you do not want a mist of turkey juice on any of your other stuff. And so they're saying salmonella bacteria can cause salmonosis, which is a symptom that comes from getting salmonella, like diarrhea and, you know, all of the upset that comes with that, fever, abdominal cramps. And you can develop a 12 to 72 hour infection. The illness usually lasts only for 4 to 7 days. But what they're saying is that given this contamination rate, the chef's job or the cook's job is to keep the raw turkey juices away from anything that isn't going to be cooked to 165 degrees, the temperature required to kill these disease-causing bugs. Now, they're saying, really, there is no need to clean it because when you bake it, it is going to bake out any impurities or anything that is wrong. And I know for a lot of people, they're saying, oh, no, not going to happen. But it is not necessary. And they're saying by cleaning your turkey or your chicken or any of those things having to do with Thanksgiving, you're really doing yourself more harm than good because a lot of that bacteria gets in places that you don't see. And so what they are suggesting, and I know a lot of people, if you're like me, I call myself a Clorox kind of girl. In fact, my hands are bound to smell like Clorox at any given time because I use a lot of Clorox. But they're saying that you first have to clean your kitchen surfaces, not only with soap and water, but you have to use some sort of sanitizer. And what they're saying is that with Clorox, over time, after it has set, it loses its potency. So we got to be very, very, very careful and make sure that we keep those surfaces sanitized. One other thing that I want to share that is critical, and who knew this, DC? When you're baking, they're saying stop licking the bowl. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control, eating unbaked batter or dough, and we love cookie dough at my house. It's an easy way to get, again, salmonella. And I know studies had come out some time ago about this, but they're reiterating it as we are in the holiday season. Now, contaminated raw eggs are really the usual culprits. But salmonella and E. coli can be also transmitted through uncooked flour. Who knew? So I'm thinking, how do we taste this stuff? Well, you have to be careful. They're saying not to do it. They're saying, you know, how kids used to lick the bowl and they were fine. And I know somebody's saying that's that newfangled rules, but it's just food for thought. And it's just something that you might want to think about. The last thing that they're talking about is stop double dipping. Clemson University researchers found that when someone dips a chip, and you know we're going to have a lot of dips and chip, when someone dips a chip and takes a bite and re-dips it, they transfer more than, get this, DC, 10,000 bacteria in the bowl. I know. That's almost a food kill for the holiday season, but it's something.
When you dip, eat your whole chip.
I like that. When you dip, eat the whole chip. And that means that people that are eating after you could ingest nearly 10,000 or 100 bacteria per bite. So just make sure that you're careful and safe. And I think the main thing, DC, is just to keep those surfaces clean and make sure that those juices are not where we're cooking. But you know what? We expect that all are going to have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful dinner, and that there's not going to be any sickness, any illnesses, no salmonella, and none of that stuff going on. So we just want to encourage you. These are some of the things that the Centers for Disease Control are talking about as we are approaching the holiday season. And they're saying that paper towels are ideal to use for cleaning because they can be used once and thrown away, and it prevents the bacteria from multiplying and spreading throughout the kitchen. Because, you know, like dish towels or dishcloths and sponges, they hold so much bacteria. And one of the things that you can do if you're not throwing those sponges away after you've used them, you can pop them in the microwave and you can put them on for a few seconds and the heat kills that bacteria. So we don't want anybody to be sick and not know why they're sick. And it's just these little subtle things that we've always done, because some people use a sponge forever. Well, studies are showing that after your sponge has been used, it really needs to go in the trash. And I know a lot of people don't do that, because I don't do that. I spray it with Clorox, put it in the microwave to kill the germs, and after a while, just go ahead and get rid of it. Y'all, it's Thanksgiving holiday. It feels like a party. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about the Super Mega Raffle.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions, healthcare services, people care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, and they are planning for the biggest, baddest Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure happening December 15th. We're going to tell you more about that and more about how you can be on point and party for a purpose. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services is located in Bunkie, and you can phone 318-346-2540 in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville and Southwest Beverage. For more information about their safety messages, please log on to www.beresponsible.com. Now, DC, we didn't even get off the microphone good before people are calling up saying, I'm washing my turkey and I'm licking my bowl, and I say, okay, that's all good. And let me use, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the newism that said, you know what? We read so that you'll want to, and so that we can bring that information to you, just what experts are saying. And if you still want to wash your turkey because it's just darn right old school and we've been doing it forever, we say just be careful and make sure that everything is sanitized. But the newism is this: take what you like from the buffet and leave the rest. I want to remind people, though, DC, that the study that talked about the temperature of cooking your turkey is to cook your turkey until the internal temperature is at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit, the temperature required to kill those diseases causing bugs. And we just know that this is the time of the year that a lot of that meat has been handled, but the heat will indeed kill it. And I know that there are people that just are not going to deviate, but it's just downright good information. Now, DC, as we switch gears, oh my goodness, we are welling up inside because we can't wait to see who is going to win all of the prizes on the Super Mega Raffle. And last week, after we left the microphone, we had one of those just really, really great on-point people, Marilyn Quinney, D.C., that called. She is also a breast cancer survivor.
Yes, she is.
And what did she say?
She said she wanted to put a Kindle Fire into the Mega Raffle.
I love it.
So Marilyn Quinney is putting a Kindle Fire. So somebody's going to win a Kindle Fire.
And you know what, Marilyn? You know what, Marilyn and DC? I hope that that will encourage somebody to become a reader, because it is so cool to read on a Kindle. And some of the Kindles even read to you. But more than that, DC, she said, I had been sitting and thinking about what I could do or what I could add or how I could help. And that's what popped into her spirit. And those are the kind of investments that we need in the movement. We need people to invest in it, whether it's your time, your talent, your money. We need people to commit to changing our community, to changing the atmosphere and the environment of breast cancer. We need to create so much noise about breast cancer, so much awareness, so much understanding, that no woman within the sound of our voices will even think of not doing self-breast exams, not touching her breasts. No woman within the sound of our voice that is 40 years old or that has a family history of breast cancer will think of not having their mammogram or not speaking with their doctor about that family history. And that's the kind of movement that we need. And as we're talking about breast cancer, I read an article just yesterday that talked about a Miss America contestant that is going to have a double mastectomy because she is a carrier. Her family, the gene, the breast cancer gene is in her family. And so she is going to make that her platform in this year's pageant. And so lots of people are doing lots of things to preempt and to try to guard against breast cancer. And I know sometimes those sort of procedures can be risky. And people will say, why would you do that if you don't have breast cancer? But there is a test that you can do that will show if you will be a carrier. And she had that test, and she said, you know what? I will not wait and have all of these tests and have lumpectomies and have all of that done. I will have a preemptive double mastectomy. And so what we hope that the information will do is it will cause each of us to want to look at our situations individually and collectively as it pertains to us and our family history. And a large percentage of women that will get breast cancer have absolutely no history of breast cancer. And that's why we have kept it on the forefront of your mind. That's why we're working so hard to be the change that we want to see, because we don't want any woman that listens to this voice, that listens to this medium, to say, I didn't know, if someone would have told me. You know, there's no excuse for it. We've tried to make this movement fun, and the only way that a movement can continue to move is to see that the people move with it. And as we're winding down, the tickets have got to be turned in. We've got some people with some lingering tickets. We've got people that are saying that they want to purchase some more tickets. But they've got to be turned in, D.C., by Wednesday. Is that right?
Yes. What we're going to do is we're gonna roll on until Wednesday, and we're going to just keep on. And as a matter of fact, we've got a person here walking in now with some tickets. I bet y'all know who that is.
Who is that? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? Have a seat over here by me. We've got a walk in bringing those tickets.
So how y'all been? I've been listening to y'all all the way over here.
You've been listening all the way. Tell everybody who you are.
Yvonne Jenkins from Gina, Louisiana.
Jenkins in the house from Miss Jenkins from Gina.
Jenkins from Gina. So, Yvonne, real quick, because we're just about out of time, why did you decide to become a part of the Super Mega Raffle?
It's about being involved, helping others.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's solid. My mom did a lot to help people when we were coming up, so
mm-hmm.
you just have to pay it forward. It's just got to be in your heart.
That's right.
To give and to help others.
Absolutely. And you know what, Yvonne? I just said that earlier. I said when we were growing up, our moms and our grandmothers made us help. We didn't know the word would be called volunteerism today, but that's what they call it now. But we've been doing it from kids, and we kind of have gotten away from that. And so DC and I were talking about these tickets, and we were talking about all of the people that have gotten involved. He's got a whole
Absolutely.
List of people.
Yes.
And I always wonder what moves on somebody's heart to get involved.
For me, I've had members that have passed from cancer, and it's in both sides of my family,
mm-hmm.
my mom and my dad's side. So for me, it's doing whatever I can to help, as well as being there for that family member, you know, and when that time comes for them
mm-hmm.
to pass, you're helping physically with them, but you reach out to help others, maybe spiritually,
mm-hmm.
financially.
Absolutely.
Any way that you can volunteer your services to help somebody and stuff. And I would applaud that. Everybody try to step in and do something for this cause.
That's awesome.
It's going to help our grandkids,
That's
our
right.
kids. you know, your generation from one to the next, it's going to help.
Absolutely. Yvonne, thank you for walking in this morning. We are so out of time.
Yvonne Jenkins from Gina, Louisiana.
I love it. Thank you, Yvonne, for being the change that you want to see.
Thank you, and bless y'all.
Y'all, thank you.